until the pandemic hit, there was a recruitment embargo, and we were having great difficulty in getting the necessary staff to manage and service the beds at the hospital. So yes, I was happy with that, and it's good that the vast majority of them are on permanent contracts. But I was a wee bit worried when they talked then about the fact that there was 40 beds now empty in the hospital, but they were hoping and had put in for monies to recruit further staff for the winter period. 2-3 months' time, we'll be in the winter period, and we all know the demand comes on the hospital then. So I would be hopeful that we would get more monies and be able to recruit more nurses and doctors so we can service the 40 beds that they are saying are now available.
Have you had clarification? Are they beds that were always available as such, or are they beds that have actually effectively been closed in the past number of months?
It's hard to work that out, Donald, but what they're saying is that during the COVID period, they utilised empty wards that was in the hospital, and they were able to get these 40 extra beds out of them. And they were set aside for COVID use. But as we move in now to the winter, and hopefully, you know, the demands on the hospital in relation to COVID have reduced somewhat. They're anxious that they haven't got the staff for them beds yet. It was all year round there, where we were having people in trolleys and lying in corridors, and we want to move away from that, and we can't afford to be in that situation now with COVID hanging over us.